Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. The first day of September.
Ooh.
What did you all do to the summer?
What happened?
I don't know. You know, I think Frosty took it, wrapped it in something, and smoked it. And speaking of Frosty, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I don't even know what to say.
I know.
I mean, there's like...
I don't know. That's what happens when I get up early.
It's a morning ritual for him to completely... Don't tase me, bro. Tease me.
He comes up with some good ones.
I know.
Sometimes. And speaking of coming up with a good one, here's my wife, Linda.
Well, good morning. And gosh, we have a chock full day of great things. But let's start right now. We're going to do our tip of the day with our favorite owner and master worker outer, Joe Adamson. Good morning, Joe.
Hi. Good morning, Linda and Carl.
I hear your smile.
What are you smiling about?
Oh, I don't know. I'm listening to Carl's, you know, ragging on Frosty there.
I don't rag on Frosty. Frosty is a great American. I love Frosty.
Okay, what's up? Tell us what's on your mind as far as sharing with our listeners the
tip. Well, I wanted to finish up the core training. Last week we discussed what it was, what muscles were involved, why it was important. But we didn't really get to how to train your core. It's a lot more than just doing an endless number of crunches and sit-ups. That movement is called spinal flexion. There's also spinal extension, which would be the opposite of that. If you were to lay over a physio ball and then lift your body so that your back becomes flat, that would be spinal extension or back extension. That's an important move. There's also spinal rotation, like if you're swinging a bat or a tennis racket, and there's ways to train that movement in the gym. And then probably one of the most valuable core exercises doesn't even involve any muscular movement. It's just isometric contraction, and it's probably Carl's favorite exercise, the plank, where you basically would get into a push-up position and then get down onto your elbows instead of being on your hands and just hold that position, and that's your basic
I can
plank.
Do that for 20 minutes at a time.
You could do that 20, and then probably with your trainer standing on your back.
That's
right.
Yeah. And everything burns.
So well, that's a great one for helping the core to become more stabilized. And if it's more stabilized, you're obviously going to be stronger and be able to generate more force with your extremities. So I guess the take-home point is look at core training as a little bit more complex than just doing a bunch of crunches. Include a variety of different movements for optimal training.
I'd be curious to know within the core how many muscles. Let's look that up. How many muscles?
Wow. I mean,
different muscle groups and everything you can work in there.
You've got your glutes, your low back muscles, your abdominal muscles, your obliques, which are also abdominals on the side, your hip flexors. So it's kind of like that whole center of the body. In college, one of my professors called it the power zone. That's mm-hmm. where all the power in your movements comes out of that core area.
Right, and when you're strong in your power zone, it's something about daily, how you actually enter your day with being, if you're strong there, it seems like things they're not as dark, or you just have a tendency to have things come off your back a lot. Simpler.
Well, your daily activities, you're going to see, like if you're sitting at your desk and you're sitting up, you know, straight, I mean, that just has a powerful look to it. I mean, you're actually helping to train those habits of a strong core throughout the day. It's not just when you get to the gym.
Hey, Joe, we've got to run. Again, we always appreciate Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance there on Bocelli Lane. In that Yak's shopping center there. And we appreciate you calling in with your tips every week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take it easy. Well, we're going to take a short break here. We have an amazing author on with us this morning. Speaking of core strength, wait to hear this one. Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 221-1402. You know what? The North State was also roasted by people who didn't like choices of words during a city hall meeting or a town hall meeting. We'll talk about that, later on in the show also. But now We were into a meeting this morning that was important.
Well, we went to a breakfast that was put on by the United Way. And mark your calendar, September 12th. This is going to be so much fun. This is their 56th year, and this is their big fundraiser, the kickoff, actually. It's called the Celebrity Waiter Night. What they're going to do is they're going to have celebrity waiters, and we've been honored, of course, Carl and I, to be waiters. $30 a ticket. There's only eight tables left. And they're going to have the straight-ahead big band. Summer Chappelle is singing. There's going to be a live auction, a silent auction. And if you request to sit at our table, we're designated two tables. You get to challenge us with weird things or questions or whatever. I mean, you know, no clothes can be removed, by the way.
oh, darn.
But anyway, so that's what it is all about, raising. And we just found out this morning that for $500, you can get a table of 10 and a limo ride there and back. So if you're thinking about doing something special for your office or for your team, this is a great night. And, of course, it all goes to the United Way. So we're going to be talking about this, a couple days next week. Again, that is September 12th, and it's at the Riverview Country Golf Country Club. Right?
It's easy for you to say. Okay, we have a local author here, and he has traveled throughout the world, lived 35 years in different countries.
Raised in Reading,
Went to Shasta High, and he's on his way out again. But the reason we have Joel on today is because he's written a book that's really interesting, and it's of his travels, and he's walked through Europe. It's not just like taking a train here and flying there. Walked through Europe.
The book is called The Idiot and the Odyssey, Walking the Mediterranean. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today is Joel Strati McClure. Good morning.
Hey, it's great to be here. I didn't realize you started every show with 20 minutes of core exercises. I feel great. I'm ready to walk.
That's right. You get back in the plank here. You're talking too easily right now.
Walking the Mediterranean. We understand you've walked around the world. Tell us about your book and your experiences.
Well, when I turned 50, I decided I needed a midlife project, and I've always been fascinated by Greek and Roman myths. Used to read them when I was a kid in Reading at the age of 10, and took off walking around the Mediterranean Sea. This book deals with the first 4,000 kilometers of my hike. I'm now 5,500 kilometers into it, well over 3,000 miles, the distance from San Francisco to Burlington, Vermont, and I'm returning on Friday to Sicily in Greece to resume the hike and write my second volume.
That's great. Now, you can get the book at Amazon.com, and I don't know if it's in the bookstores itself, but it's really, truly an interesting book. And there's some of the things that's happened to you when you went through the book. And I know that that you managed to walk through a nudist camp.
I not only walked through
a
nudist camp.
But you lived there or something.
I not only walked through the nudist camp, I took my clothes off and stayed there for a couple of days. You know, you never know. One of the fascinating things about walking around the Mediterranean, it's not a cultivated path. There's a surprise at every corner. I've fallen off cliffs. I've been robbed by gypsies. I lost my passport and my money. And one of the more pleasurable things was arriving at this nudist camp. There's a sign on the beach saying nudism obligatory. So what do? You take your clothes off. I have a backpack and everything. It took me a little while to figure out where I put my pedometer because I'm recording my every step as I walk around the sea. And then, of course, I wound up staying at the nudist camp for a number of days and learned everything you need to know about staying in a nudist camp. Like, you have to put your towel down on your seat before you sit down for your naked lunch. And when I left the nudist camp, I spotted this 20-something-year-old French woman wearing the smallest thong ever created by man. And I said, why aren't you in the nudist camp? She was on the clothed beach in what they call the textile community. And she said, moi, I'm much too embarrassed to do that. So, you know, of course, everybody on French beaches is topless anyway. But a nudist camp just adds that lower bit of excitement. Great place to do planks.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to get back to Joel and his notorious stroll around the Mediterranean. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Linda, how are you?
Good morning. We're great.
We're doing good.
Standing. I just want to talk about that Senate Bill 2099.
And which one? Which one is that?
I emailed it to you.
Okay.
And it will require you to put, to declare your firearms in your home on your 2009-1040 federal tax form.
Okay. Now, John, I have seen that before. If you go back and you look at it, the original copy I saw was like from 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes.
That they tried this. Are you saying they're bringing it up again?
Introduced on February. I'm reading you the quote. Introduced on February 24th, the bill will become public knowledge 30 days after it is voted into law. And I will tell you, this time they got a different approach. It says the amendment to the Internal Revenue Act of 1986. And it says this means the Finance Committee can pass this without the Senate voting on it at all. The full text of the proposal and the amendment is on the U.S. Senate homepage, and it's here. And I did email this to you.
Yeah, okay, and I saw that, but I've seen that before. Unless they've changed that, and I'm going to go back. I'll go back and research this. But essentially, what the bill said was is that you have to put down all your weapons on your income tax form and declare them.
Yes.
You know, I need to research this. I'm not sure if
it also has. It also lies in conjunction with. The other bill, H.R. 45.
Yeah, now, H.R.
The Blair-Holt firearm.
Yeah, right. That was from the guy out of Chicago that introduces that about, you know, you've got to be fingerprinted. They have access to your medical records and all that.
Which brings up the final point. The will of this particular government to intrude upon our personal lives is unprecedented at this time. They're trying every which way they can to get any information about who you are, where you are, what you do for strategic purposes. And I urge everybody to take a real hard look at this because they're being very intrusive upon our lives at this point, and it's dangerous.
Well, I tell you what, I can, you know, I'll research these two bills, and we'll talk about them tomorrow. I don't know if they've been passed or if this is something that just comes around every so often. But I will say this. I have, when they came to do our census, when they just to make sure who we live there, they took the GPS coordinates, put it down on there, which they're doing. The fact is I got the email from the White House about the health care, and I've never written to the White House before, so I don't know how they got my name unless somebody sent it in. I mean, I don't think the White House has ever said, hey, if somebody's disagreeing with us about the health care plan, send us their name and email address so we can, you know, change their way of thought. Yeah. You know, there's things that are happening that I have not seen before. I mean, the intrusive things that the Bush administration started, I do not see one change in what the Obama administration is doing.
I don't see a whole lot of change, and I guess you know, you can take it from a standpoint that if you're not doing anything wrong, it should not matter. I don't believe that is the direction that they're taking.
Well, you know what? I used to think that. Hey, you know what? I've got nothing to hide. On the other hand, I've got nothing to hide from a government that doesn't bother me. But this government that I'm seeing now is starting to weigh in on what I do.
So seems to be a slow chip down. Specifically an attack upon the Constitution of the United States in the way it is written. And, I mean, it's pretty plain and simple because it's a pretty plain and simple document. It didn't take 1,000 pages to get something done here. The gentlemen that put this together were pretty brilliant people.
You know what? They were. And, you know, and every time you start messing around with it, you know, it's going to have some changes. You know, the law of unintended consequences, which our Congress, you know, seems to do, is that let's pass this bill, and then they don't think what it means 5 years down the road. So,
exactly.
Okay, John, we're going to research this, and we're going to address it tomorrow morning.
You two have a fantastic day.
Hey, you too, John.
You too,
thanks
John.
A lot.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Well, in our studio today with us is the author of The Idiot and the Odyssey. He has walked the Mediterranean. Let's talk a little bit more to Joel Strati McClure and discuss. Okay, you said you were going through a divorce. This is a way to bond with your son. There's a myriad of reasons why you went on the trek. But what really motivated you to just do it?
I think it was a combination of things. I mean, basically, when your wife leaves you for a 24-year-old disco bouncer and asks you to take a hike, you take it literally and get out of the house. And it's very funny. You know, this book came out in Australia last November. It'll come out in the U.S. next year. This happens to be Father's Day week in Australia. So a lot of kids are giving it to their father to talk about that relationship that I have with my son in the book and to illustrate it. A lot of wives are giving their book to the husbands to get them out of the house so they can have some peace and quiet. there were a variety of reasons that I wrote the book. I've always loved to walk. I talk about walking meditation in the book. I find it great physical, mental, body, and soul exercise. So there were a lot, and there are a lot of ruminations in there about my life, about my divorce, about Buddhism, about other things that brought a sense of life to a lot of readers. An Australian journalist accompanied me when I was out in May and said that I was her guiding light. How many guiding lights do you have, Linda? I'm here. I'm yours.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, we do have to take a break. We're going to listen to ABC News. Joe, will you stay with us? We're going to be in and out taking calls 221-1402. Again, we always love to take your emails. Read what you've got on your mind. Freefireradio.com. In fact, we are going to be putting a word out that we, again, are looking for somebody to be a guest. I mean, sit in with us for the day.
Guest host.
A guest host with us for the day. So email us at freefireradio.com. We're going to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and Linda Bott. You know, our guest today is Joel Strady McLean. And his...
McClure.
McClure. Well, that's what I meant. We've known Joel now for almost, what, a long time,
Carl.
Hey, you know...
A long time.
We wanted to bring you on for... It's an interesting book. We wanted to get that out. And while...
The Idiot and the Odyssey.
Right. Walking around the Mediterranean. Now, the other thing is Joel is somewhat of a libertarian, you know, a little bit liberal on some things. And his mother, God bless her, 85 years old, thinks that Rush... Huh?
95.
Oh, 90 years old. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I am sorry, ma'am. Thinks that Rush Limbaugh is a liberal sissy. So, and I have heard her, I have heard her messages. And you know what? We're going to have to get her on here at some point and just turn her loose.
And she's in Reading, correct?
She's in Reading.
90 years old.
And, you know, I am a libertarian. I can remember coming up in the 60s and talking against the Vietnam War at Shasta High School. And I even took an ad out in the Reading Record Searchlight for Eugene McCarthy. Nobody remembers who he is, but he was running.
Nobody knew who he was then.
Nobody knew who he was then. I completely wasted my money and my time going door to door to promote this Democratic renegade. In any event, I have been a libertarian. That's a polite word. For years, I lived in socialist countries. I had a communist mayor for 15 years. In any event, I bring all this experience back to Reading and find that my mother is frozen in this my country, right or wrong, do or die mode.
It's not frozen into it. She's chosen path.
I'm afraid she's frozen. It may be the correct path, but she's not going to vary from it. In any event, a couple months ago, I walk her in the park every night, and instead of her hassling me about my libertarian views on healthcare, Iraq, and everything else under the sun, I've begun recording her rants against President Obama. And let me tell you, my mother does not like President Obama. She's been around and seen many presidents, but this guy is on the bottom of her list. And instead of having her attack me personally for my very intelligent, progressive views, I just let her talk on my iPhone and record her and then send it out to the world. The president cannot do anything right. The jeans he wore to the All-Star game were the subject of one of his attacks. The fact that he took his grandmother, mother, wife, and kids to Russia on our tab really upset her a great deal.
That upset a lot of people.
She is so much in favor of Sarah Palin that she may move to Alaska, even though she's not governor anymore. And indeed, she thinks Rush Limbaugh has really gone weak.
Well, you know what we're going to do is, you know, with your mother's permission, we're going to start putting those rants on our website so you can listen to the rant.
The only reason I want you to do that is because I'm her agent and I get a slice of the profit.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Hey, okay, well, Joel, you know, thanks so much for being here. And I know you're leaving again this Friday to take off, and you're getting a free ride someplace.
Well, you know, this is a great deal. This book's gotten a bit of attention, primarily in Australia, where it was originally published. And I've been invited to go on a cruise from Messina to Istanbul, Turkey, beginning next week. I'm leaving on Friday. Talk about this book and also interview some of the classics professors from Stanford and Columbia on board for my sequel to this book. And I guess it's a free ride. You know, I really hate taking freebies. I was a columnist in Hollywood for 4 years recently, reporting on the celebrities there. there, and of course you get all these goodie bags, and I staunchly refuse to take them. But here I am taking a free boat ride. I feel guilty.
No, it's not free.
Yeah,
guilty.
But you're giving back too. You're giving back.
Yeah, you're giving. You're. I mean, you're talking about the book, and you're. You know. I mean, it's not like it's free. Free.
I'm walking my mother. Yep. And after a couple weeks of that, you need a free boat ride.
Is mom listening right now?
I hope not.
I hope she is, because if not, I'm going to send her a copy of this, you know, which, you know, with what her son's talking about with the hundreds of thousands of people listening.
Well, it's a free country. I'm going to Burma in November. The problems that we're talking about in the United States are kid stuff, luxury problems compared to what real countries have to face now.
And you know what, Joel? I agree with you. You know, people, you know, for those of us who have been lucky enough or unfortunate enough to go into some of the hell holes on this earth, you come back to the United States and I see people getting into fist fights and complaining and whining at each other and calling each other names about things that are really fixable, easily fixable, if they would just kind of take a step back, take a deep breath. And the reason is because they've never been in a place where people, you know, they call each other brown shirts and Nazis. You have never been in a place where somebody knocked on your door, they took you outside and shot you in the head because you did not agree with them, or you happen to be the wrong religion. You know, so when I hear people saying this, I think to myself, what a bunch of naive idiots we have writing these things.
Now, this country is so polarized. I lived in South Africa during the apartheid regime in the 70s. They would come and knock on your door at 5 a.m. to get money for a parking ticket. The luxuries we have in this country and how people tend to veer to the extremes and polarize each other over ridiculously simple things like health care are very upsetting.
This is a great country. And I wish people would take a deep breath. John, have you taken a deep breath?
I'm taking a very deep breath, Carl. How are you this morning?
Hey, you know what, John? We're good. You know, we started out with, you know, walking around the Mediterranean, but we're on a roll now.
Well, I was thinking about this nakedness that Joel was talking about there, but applying it to that United Crusade table of
I know
where I'm going with that, but it's just a thought.
They've already put restrictions on it, so Linda has to keep her clothes on. So. Unless it's me, then I, you know, who knows?
Do you have a question for Joel?
I do. Joel, I understand you're also, among other things that you do, a master swimmer.
I am a master swimmer, though I'm beginning to fade.
I was kind of interested in what your opinion is. Michael Phelps just lost his first race in international competition. You think he's going to be able to hold it together for the Olympics?
Do you know how many races I've lost? I did actually compete at the Nationals a couple of years ago and picked up a medal. I admire everything Michael Phelps does, including the fact that when he makes a mistake and gets picked up for drunk driving or something like that, he immediately admits it and gets on. He does the same thing about his swimming. The race he lost, in fact, was probably due to the competition's swimming suit. That guy's going to be back. He's the biggest force in swimming. He's made the sport more popular than it's ever been. And I think he's always very courteous to his teammates and to the competition. He's a great guy, but he's a young kid, so he's going to make mistakes, and he'll roll with them. He'll do well.
We also know that he's very relaxed now. Hey, John, because, you know, he uses relaxing methods in between races, I understand.
He does walking meditation.
Yeah, he does bongs too. But that's okay, you know. Hey, John, thanks for your phone call.
One more thing, Carl.
Okay.
Joel, congratulations on your walk. I think it's fabulous. I'm glad you're going back and resuming it. I'm going to take a look at your book, and I'm sure that I'll read it through. I've been giving a lot of thought to walking the United States and on a diabetes purpose. And I'll use you as inspiration for this thing. Thanks a lot for everything you've done.
Good. I hope you enjoy the book.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, John. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. Carl and Linda, how are you?
We're great. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm wonderful. This is Cheryl Trite Cobb.
Oh, hi, Cheryl Trite Cobb.
Hey, Cheryl, how are you?
I'm good. Joel, why have you never brought your mother to any of our reunions?
You can tell. You
oh, my gosh, she would fit right in with all of us conservatives.
I will book her as a guest speaker for our 45th reunion, and thereby there will only be 10 of us there.
Are you kidding? There could be thousands there. You know, your mom, we're going to make your mom famous.
Yeah, she
is. There's a lot of us that would be there. We'd love to meet your mother.
You can join me in the park and listen to her record her next Obama rant tonight at 7:30.
Tonight at 7:30, you got it.
I'm not going to tell you which park we go to, but
Okay, I just wanted to give you a bad time and say hi to Linda and Carl.
Well, good.
Great to hear from you. Thank you, Cheryl.
Great. Okay, have a great trip.
Thank you
very
much.
Bye-bye.
Oh, the phone lines are lit up, and it's just we've really started on a roll here. We've got to take a break, though. We're with Joel Strati McClure, and we're talking, just about everything. Stay with us. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott on News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, before we get to our callers, all of whom want to talk about Joel, you know, that they've known him for 150 years.
Joel speaks his mind.
Because Joel. But you know what? When we came back, you know, yesterday we came back after a few days off. And, you know, I always try and catch up on the papers and all that. But, what I was really glad to see is that, you know, while we were gone, people did not get any nicer to each other. And that they're still incensed over Wally Herger and the right-wing terrorist comment. And again, I'm wearing rhinestone glasses here that I picked up. So I know it's difficult to get rolling on this, but you know what? I heard somebody say they live in fear of the terrorists here in Reading. And as Joel and I talked about, they don't realize what terrorists really are until you lived in a country where people drag you out, shoot you, and then charge your family for the cost of the bullet. Yes, there are people there are countries out there that it happens. So you start talking about terrorism here in Reading and that they are fearful.
Tongue in cheek.
You know, oh no, I am not tongue in cheek. They're talking about that they are scared of terrorists here in Reading. They don't have any idea what true terrorism is. You know, I live in apprehension. I don't live in apprehension of terrorists out here in Reading. I live in apprehension, not fear, of city, county, state, and national government, and many of the politicians that are involved in it. That's what I do. Not all of them, of course. Many want to do the right thing. However, they're overtaken by what? Money. That's right. Lobbyists, political action groups, partisan politics, loons from both sides of each party. That is, in reality, these parties are almost the same party anyway. You know, what's your real choice out there? That's what I worry about. I don't worry about terrorists in Reading. You know, I do have an apprehension also about fewer police and more criminals. But I believe the chance of having a policeman save me from a criminal was really small. We had them on here last week, and what'd they say? Hey, we're going to go back to the levels of 1985. And somebody called in with a great question. Is your job to enforce the law or protect people? Their job, North State, is to enforce the law. They're not going to be able to protect you. You'd have to put a policeman on every corner. And we sure as heck don't want that. We can't afford that. So what are you going to have to do? You have to protect yourself. You're going to have to be able to take care of yourself, your family, and your home until the police come. You know, it's always been like that. There's no changes to that. But in today's society, unfortunately, if you do protect yourself, a lot of times you become the criminal. And the jerk that tries to take what you have away from you becomes that poor person that you have just picked on or shot. Anyway, the thing about the terrorism, the thing about Wally Herger, the things about Bert Stead have been so blown out of proportion. Was there a wrong choice of words? Yeah, Bert said that. And people that don't know Bert, we had him on the show. You know, Bert is a patriot. Bert is somebody that is a gentle soul. He used the wrong words. He said he used the wrong words. You know, and Wally Herger knew what he meant. Everybody there knew what he meant. Keith Olbermann is a jerk. And to keep pounding on this shows that, you know, that it's just a diversion of what's going on. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. Right on, Carl. I just called to say hi to Joel, even though I consider myself a libertarian, but probably the only thing he and I would agree on would be the nudist issues.
You know, it all starts and ends with nudity.
Yes. Joel, from one Bonnie View School alumnus to another.
I love Bonnie View School. You know, I've been in touch with Darla Hightower, Leslie Williams, Diane Tweedy, and a number of Bonnie View alumni recently. We're talking about a Bonnie View nude reunion.
There you go, buddy. I'm all for it. Because I've seen some of them. I saw Darla not too long ago. She doesn't remember me, but I used to be one of the horse riding kids down there. And I'm a class behind you. I doubt you remember me, but They just got rid of the old jungle gym a couple of years ago.
Well,
there.
You know, Darla and I were talking about how we used to ride horses back in our high school days and just take them down, swim across the river, do all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
So
not only
we're going to do a Lady Godiva reunion. All of us will be naked on our horses, ride over to Wally Herger's office, and teach him the meaning of the word terrorist.
Hey, I'm sorry, but Napolitano started that thing. I don't think Wally or that other guy has a thing to apologize for, and these people don't recognize sarcasm, evidently.
I think if you want to put Redding on the national map as a lunatic fringe little town in Northern California, you've succeeded in doing it.
Stillwater developments.
We've got to do something. We're on the front lines against the Blue Area.
I agree. I think Wally did a great job.
Okay, we've got it. Dan,
okay.
Thanks for the...
See you later, Joe.
Thanks, Dan.
When we come back... Go ahead. When we come back, we got to take a break. So when we come back, we're going to take your call, chips. And
chops.
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 Well, that's why I need my glasses, but Carl's wearing my rhinestone glasses. But anyway, Free Fire Radio News Talk 1400 KQMS. See you on the other side.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And by the way, we do stream. If you can go to KQMS.com and listen to us. Now, you go to our website, freefireradio.com. If you didn't hear the whole show, you just click on today's show, and you can hear the whole show. Now, yesterday we were talking a lot about pickup trucks. People were still calling about, hey, do I fall under that? Just go to our website, freefireradio.com. Go to show archives. And just click on yesterday's show, and it will tell you everything you need to know. We had a car dealer call us yesterday and say he's been in the business for a long time. He never knew about these restrictions and regulations on the larger pickup trucks. So, now, Chops, you're up. You're up. Chops, you're on Free Fire Radio.
I'm here, and congratulations for being on back in town and getting a free hour here, Joel, to promote your book.
Chops, there are no free hours. You know how much I'm paying these people for this publicity? Wally Herger didn't have to pay this much.
Well, no, Wally Herger pays a lot, you know, to be on our show. That, of course, is not true, everybody. Nobody pays.
No.
Okay.
No. Anyway, go ahead.
I'll let you finish up, Joel. I just wanted to say hello and... Congrats on being back in town.
Yeah, it'd be great to see you sometime, Chops. I hope we can get you. I know you didn't go to Bonnie View, but we're going to have this Lady Godiva nude horseback riding alumni meeting, and you can be the honorary guest.
I'll look good on a horse naked.
You would look good on a horse naked, and Wally Herger is going to join us.
Can he ride behind me?
Yeah, I think you kind of want him in front of you.
Well, you know what? Okay, thanks, Chops. You know, the thing about is that...
What was that about?
Well, I don't know. I think it's something to do with when you've got libertarians together, they start talking about getting behind each other here. It's starting to get scary.
Stop.
And they start talking nude and all this. So.
Oh, well, it's made for a colorful show today, to say the least.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have had Joel Strati McClure in with us all day today. The Idiot and the Odyssey is his book, Walking the Mediterranean, and you can go to Amazon and get this book.
You can get it in 2 seconds. And it's not free.
No, it's not.
So, okay, Amazon.com. Look it up under your name or the title.
The Idiot and the Odyssey. You can go to my website and listen to interviews that I had in Australia on television and radio where the word nudity was not even brought up. This is the only show I've been on that's focused this much on nudity. Northern California.
You focused on nudity.
Well, I think a caller brought it up, didn't
you? I'm not sure. We talked about the nudist camp, but you also were
robbed by gypsies.
What about the gypsies?
Oh, that was bad. You probably noticed that I have a gold bracelet on my right arm that was put on when gold cost $32 an ounce in 1969 when I turned 21. The gypsies came up and attacked me and said, Domedoro, give me the gold. The only way they could get this was to cut off my hand. That was not a solution that I was looking forward to, so I had to come up with all sorts of ruses to elude these guys and get away. Fortunately, I was staying in a place where I knew the local mafia guy, and he took care of them, but... Gypsies. Do we have gypsies in Reading that attack you for bracelets on your wrist? This is a civilized town.
They're right out in front of Crackway.
Yeah, they've been using meth during the night. Joel, thanks a lot for being on the show. And we always like to have different viewpoints. You know, and we really do. We love to have different viewpoints come on or call us. because there are so many. And speaking of different viewpoints, we're going to be talking healthcare here probably next week. And we could use a couple volunteers to come in the station to state each case. And we've heard people, you know, I've heard people talking. Well, here's your chance to come on the radio and stop being anonymous. Come on up, sit here, and state why you think the healthcare system needs to be totally changed or the healthcare system does not need to be changed. Now, really, I could sit there and passionately argue both sides of it. I really could, because I see a need for changes in our healthcare system. Do I see a need for a government health plan being the only sole source of insurance? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But anyway, we're going to be talking about that. Our guests tomorrow are going to have a variety of subjects to cover. And, of course, Thursday and Friday, all open line. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?